you there. My next question is, what about going from office to office? If we have employees walking into your office, and I don't mean to pick on you, Chuck, but if we have people walk into your office, would you like our employees to wear a mask? And I don't mean them specifically. I'm just asking in general. I think certain employees would prefer in different departments and different under different elected officials, if somebody from your office were to go to our office, they may all, hey, let's all put a mask on. They may not. I don't know. But that's my question to you guys is how are we going to, that's the next step in this.
The question I had, as you're talking, if it comes to it, is I think of 13 folks that work in our office. Some will have the question, do they need to wear a mask coming into the office to get to the office?
I thought that too.
Which is kind of what you're asking.
What I'm asking is, are you asking in the hallway, do they need to put a mask on to walk from the door to their office and then take it off?
Right. Which would be similar to what you're talking
if
about.
If we were to say please, then I guess the expectation would be for them too, but if not, then that's their... My question is if somebody from our office needs to go to your office for something. I don't know that we really come down to your office that much. We go to the clerk's office, let's say. Does the clerk's office all going to put masks on? And then I think you guys are already wearing masks. But and then is our employee going to wear a mask in order to enter? And then vice versa.
Personally, I don't feel like I want you to do that unless you want to.
Or again, do we leave it up to the individual?
I think to the individual office owner, like the commission's office has already sent out an email in regards to requests requiring people that are in that office to wear masks.
In our office, they have asked for anybody to come in to wear a mask, yes. And that's out of there now, but they'll put one on as well.
Got Mr. Suti coming to the mic, Ms. Wyatt.
I just wanted to say that I was at
a... I would say in the commission's office, when a customer comes in, they will have a mask at their desk and they will put on when they're waiting on that customer. Good morning, Mr. Suti.
Morning. I just wanted to say that I was at a meeting at the City of Branson last week, and we were told ahead of time that anybody that comes into a City of Branson administrative building will have a mask on. They said masks would be provided for those that didn't have a mask, but how they're enforcing it, I don't know. I don't know if they're asking people to leave and return with a mask if they don't have one or what. But that's just in their administrative buildings. That was at the Public Works Director's meeting facility there, and I understood that City Hall was like that.
Once you got into the meeting, did everybody leave them on?
Or? Yes, absolutely. I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
Was there enough room for social distancing?
There was.
Okay.
We were social distanced and were required to have the mask on through the meeting.
Gotcha. Yeah. The reason I asked, I had a meeting Friday or Thursday, I don't remember what day it was, for that one. Anyways, I wore a mask in, expecting, because I know some of the people in that meeting were extremely pro-mask. Mm-hmm. Got in, we social distanced, and everybody took their masks off, which was... I was comfortable and fine with. It surprised me. So I didn't know how they did it over there.
There was a lot of us wanted to take it off because when you sat there after 30 minutes or 45 minutes, you'd like to have some fresh air, but everybody was told to leave it on. So. But that was at the Public Works building on Pacific.
Okay. Well, I don't want an 8.5-hour meeting.
Oh, come on. Joking.
I have other things I want to say, but I better not. I feel the consensus is something in the hallways, public areas, leave it up to the elected officials and department heads. If offices need to interact and work together, I think everybody within the courthouse will respect each other regardless of their views. So if the request is, hey, we'd prefer you have a mask on when you come in, I don't think it would be a mask shaming. I don't think there's anything like that here. I think everybody will probably work together and get along to make sure we go through this civilly and productively. Is that a fair statement? With the people in the room, I'm hearing nods of yes. Ms. Wyatt, what are your, where do we go from here?
I think we're saying the same thing. You turned around, you put the trust in our people that work in the courthouse, and I strongly agree with that. We work together, we work family, and we'll respect each other.
So are we going to do an actual order for the building? Is that an administrative thing? Do we need to have Travis look into it, or do we just need to do a signage that says please wear a mask when entering? That way we don't have to worry about the enforcement side at this time, and we can revisit that later if we have to.
We had our attorney look into when we put it on the door that if you have attention for life symptoms, do not enter. We checked on that to see that we could do that, and we probably could.
I could be wrong. I think this is a little different.
Okay.
I don't know that there's as much anger or as much distrust in asking somebody to wear a mask. Excuse me, in asking somebody not to come in if they have flu-like symptoms or if they have a fever, than there is asking somebody to wear a mask. For whatever reason, that has hit a nerve with a lot of people. Right or wrong, I'm not not dismissing anybody's feelings. So I think it's a little different than just a simple put a sign on that says, hey, if you have a fever, don't come in. I'm leaning towards please put on a mask before you enter the building. That way it's not necessarily an order or a mandate. But it's stronger than a request.
I would go with that. I think people should understand what the word please means. And I, once again, I feel your citizens as a whole will abide by. You're always going to have someone, as you do with your children, that don't look at everything the same. But we've got to start somewhere.
We have our security guard here to, he's going to come up to the mic, Ms. Wyatt.
Right there.
Speak into the mic, would you? Ms. Wyatt's on the conference. She's at home.
The one thing I was thinking of is what about people with medical conditions? So, if you guys put something on door, what are we going to do about them saying that if they have a medical condition?
134 or 114, somebody I can see the vehicle.
Right.
In answer to that, our federal health department all the way down have said that for medical reasons.
Thank you.
It is handed you. You do not have to wear face coverings.
Okay.
So do we want a, I don't care to do this in a form of a motion, or I don't care to do it administratively, it's whatever you guys think.
I think we could do it administratively to have some signage up to please wear a mask when entering.
I, Commissioner Williams, you said, would you repeat what you said about please wear a face covering before entering the building? Is that the way you worded that?
I'm sure we could do some wordsmithing to it, but yeah, it was please wear a face mask when entering the building. Or please put on face masks before entering the building. Tomato, tomato.
Well, it is a difference because when you go to the grocery store and stuff, you'll see many different forms. And the health department used the word face covering in third.
If somebody, that's fine.
Then I would make the motion to go with please, and you can tweak this wording.
Well,
if before entering the building.
if we're going to tweak the wording, I would not make a motion. I would just do it administratively and allow us to work on it and then send it out. I think we've spoke about it enough publicly that everybody knows what our intentions are.
Okay.
And if we're not doing an order, then that's not.
Okay, I would make the motion to please wear face coverings before entering the building.
I'm not going to second it. I thought we were going to do it administratively. So it's up to you, Mike.
I'll second it.
What did the verbiage actually say?
You've got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Now, are we going to make motions on closing all the doors? Are we going to put it on signage? Or are we going to do that administratively?
I would say just the same that we've done with the others. Put it on the sign on the door. That would be my suggestion. Do not hamper the citizens by closing that other door. It causes some problems. It is raining and storming and so forth. And I don't want to inconvenience the customers or the employees. And my suggestion would be the signage on the door. Just my suggestion.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Do you want us to call you when we go back upstairs for daily staff review and agenda requests?
Not unless there's something that's your choice. If you feel that there's something on it, or I could be told about it later, it would be on the agenda I'm sending for next week.
Yeah, it will be.
Leave it up to you.
Okay. All right, we'll be in recess. I've got 9:58 a.m. and we'll recess upstairs for daily staff review and agenda requests. Thank you, Ms. Wyatt.
Thank you, Commissioner.